Hey everybody, thanks for tuning in. On this week's episode, I'm going to talk about grifters grifting. Grifters gonna grift, 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 grift. Oh, you guys got to see a little bit of the disaster that I am. I'm going to move the camera so that you can't see the little box that's right there. Yeah, now I have a little bit extra stuff in my office at the moment. I joke and say that I'm like a 2-degree camera tilt away from you seeing how much of a disaster I am as a human being. But right now that joke is real, because I had family over for Easter, and my parents are staying here too. So, a couple things that you have, we all have those things that float around the house that don't find a home until they need to find a home. And of course they get jammed into the office. But anyways, yeah, so grifter's gonna grift, 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 grift. I think that's the song I was going with there. With just some thoughts I had on that, that were spurred by HODL Magoo was hosting a space the other day talking about it. And I was trying to listen while I was working on the chicken coop, which I'll have to post a picture of that so you guys can check it out. Yeah, that the Bitcoin price popping up. And Pierre Rochard's beautiful, beautiful trap that he set for all the people, the ESG people. And then also talk about my urge to live off the land. So before we get into that, thanks to the Bitbox O2 hardware wallet from Shift Crypto. Go to shiftcrypto.ch/Bitcoin Made Simple. Get the promo code. Use the promo code Bitcoin Made Simple. You'll get 5% off your hardware wallet. So please do that and save yourself some cash. I am a mess. I have like a piece of paper stuck to me. If you're looking on the pod, if you're looking watching the video, that was a from a name tag. That's something I was at earlier. This is live. This is raw. So not really live. It's live for you right now. But it's also live at the time. It's one of the best Dimitri Martin quotes or titles. One of his specials was titled Dimitri Martin Live at the Time. And I always like that one. Also, shout out to Upstream Data. Get your mining equipment from Upstream Data. Go to upstreamdata.ca. Check out everything they have there, especially the wonderful Black Box. And then also, you guys need to help me out with Movies Plus. Get this thing pumping. We are at an all-time high at Movies Plus, all-time high in subscribers. I need it to be all-time high year. That sounds really, really lame, considering the first thing I'm going to talk about is grifters are going to grift. But I promise I will deliver the content to you. In fact, before this recording and after it are two phone call or two Zoom calls about specifically about Bitcoin movies. And I'm gonna be bringing some content to you guys, hopefully, well, from the conference, but then also at the conference, you'll be able to live stream the conference. So if you're not there, you'll be able to live stream it on Movies Plus. And I recommend you can do that on YouTube as well, but we're just offering it to our customers, and it'll all be free of charge. You don't have to pay to watch it, but it will be a good opportunity maybe for you to show some support, whether or not you are a paid subscriber, but you are a listener, because there are more of you listening than there are those of you that have subscribed to Movies Plus, I'm pretty sure, because although the number of people using the promo code Corey, Cory, to get 20% off your annual subscription is growing. So if you want to be a part of it, then jump in, jump on the bandwagon. But yeah, we'll have the, if you want to just to try it out, when the conference comes up, you'll be able to live stream the conference from the Movies Plus app and website if you choose to watch things on a website like a 70-year-old. Yeah, so grifter's gonna grift. And this is funny because I just shilled my own service. But HODL Magoo was kind of talking about a bunch of different things, as he does. But one of the things he was talking about is like the only way for these grifters, for people to really make money off of people in the Bitcoin space, is to sell you a product. So it's something I'm very wary of. But I'm also just upfront, I'm delivering, I want you to join Movies Plus, but I am doing everything I can to deliver value to you. And believe me, as an entrepreneur who has not seen a paycheck in many, many moons, I am not extracting value out of this yet. Maybe someday I will. I'm hoping to. I mean, I'm trying to build a good business. I'm trying to put it all back in and deliver value to you. But I won't name names, but there's a certain particular person who put out a book recently and said that the silence was deafening from big influencers, why they didn't talk about said book. And that had me thinking, and Automagoo was talking about a bunch of different things, but it's like, in this space, there's nothing that's going to beat Bitcoin price-wise as an investment over a long period of time. Maybe we know that it goes up, it's pretty volatile, but if you're trying to sell somebody on listening to your financial advice, which, by the way, this is obviously not financial advice, but if you're trying to sell somebody on it, you're doing them a disservice, because there's not an investor that is going to beat Bitcoin. What's it, 2023 right now? So 10 years from now, 2033, is there an investor out there that's going to be able to match what Bitcoin, buying and holding Bitcoin, can do for you? So there is, people that will try to capture that and try to make money off that and sell you their hedge fund and sell you this and that. There was someone floating around this space going like, "Oh, I think you should buy all these different public mining companies, blah, blah, blah." And well, those public mining companies are having a lot of trouble. And lesson learned, I mean, with everything else, every single scam that's been out there, the lesson being is that if you just buy your Bitcoin and hold it, you should be okay. Yes, there will be dips. The price will go up, the price will go down. But over the long haul, it tends to keep having l higher lows and higher highs. And just stick with it. Don't get wrapped up in trying to outsmart yourself. So then if somebody's going to sell you a book, you better damn well sure make sure it's worth it. But the book I was talking about is like $45. What's it going to tell me that's worth $45? I don't know. Probably nothing. Probably just a cash grab. I don't know. Point being is that there are going to be a lot of people out there trying to get your money, because if you're in the interested in Bitcoin, then you're obviously have a little bit of spare change that you're looking to put somewhere. I mean, again, this is hypocritical because I'm sitting here talking about Movies Plus before, but I just believe that we are delivering a high quality ratio of good content, especially if you listen to Bitcoin podcasts. The content that you'll see, like one documentary we have is called Fish and Men, and Fish and Men talks about the big fish industry and how in the United States 90% of the seafood is imported, which makes zero sense. So there's just a lot. I try to weed it through, go through the weeds and find the content that you're not going to find anywhere else. But that being said, you're probably paying for some sort of streaming service somewhere. And all I'm saying is like, hey, if you're really not thrilled with what Netflix is delivering to you, or whatever platform that is maybe, not really jiving with what you are trying to accomplish in life, Bitcoin obviously being one of them, but many other things we all have in common, Movies Plus, we are trying to jive with you. So for a fraction of the cost, you could switch over and find some good content, and you switching over will help us find even more gooder content. More or gooder. I did that on purpose because, I'm a child. But I mean, I do talk in young children speak most of the day. So it's funny. I little side note, you want to correct the kids. Like, we want to correct our kids when they say things wrong, but you're also like, we remember, like, oh man, remember whenever he used to say this? Like, it was so cute. He doesn't say that anymore. And it just changes. Like, lunch used to be nwunch. I mean, this is years ago at this point. It was nwunch. What do you want to eat for nwunch? So, anyways, yeah, all I'm going to say is grifters are going to grift. There will be people that will try to extract value. And really, if someone's talking to you about investment advice, which I'm never doing, so that's the other thing, is Movies Plus is not an investment. It is you in getting to consume content. If somebody is trying to extract money from you, thinking, promising you higher returns, then I'd maybe just buy some Bitcoin and put it on a Bitbox O2 hardware wallet from Shift Crypto. And this also goes to the heart of why I choose sponsors the way I do. I mean, I'm not gonna lie. I'm not sitting here on, 50 offers of different sponsors, but Shift Crypto, the Bitbox O2 hardware wallet, has been a great sponsor. Upstream Data as well. But they provide things that are of specific value. So if you're a Bitcoiner that has enough Bitcoin to consider getting into mining, then Upstream Data is your place to go. And then, so obviously I endorse that. The Bitbox O2 hardware wallet, I think it's a universally agreed upon fact that it's better to have your Bitcoin off of the exchange and in a hardware wallet. And this one's simple and easy to use, so that's why I like it. So do they pay? I mean, I don't like make a living off of the podcast. This is, a hobby. But do they, do they pay? Sure, but like, the goal is for you to use a good product. And then I started putting, just at the beginning of the podcast, I got that other sponsorship that you might have seen pop up where it's about Spotify for podcasters, because that's what I use and it makes it incredibly easy. And my thought is that there's going to be people continuing to want to try podcasts. And this is free, but there are many, many places. If you Google it, you will just find across the web tons of places that'll charge you like 20, $25 a month just to have a podcast. So and you don't need to spend that money. So anyways, it is hypocritical of me to be critical of grifters whenever I have sponsors, but I hope you can see why I think that way. So Bitcoin popped over 31K. I'm gonna do a live look at the price. They're not a sponsor, but the place I choose to look at the price the most is the Fold app. I don't know. Yeah, it's at 30,500, but I did notice it popped up over 31 for a minute there. I don't think we're rocketing up towards 1 million in 90 days, like Balaji said we were going to. It's very interesting to show some serious strength and, to be above where we were. Like, I think we're hovering around this price like all of June last year. So it's very interesting to see this play out on the macro scale. And who was it? I mean, one of the big names announced a big buy of Bitcoin. I don't know. There's always those headlines floating out there. But I mean, I'm just really, really anxious to see where this is 12 months from now. 12 months from now, we should. What's today? The 14th. Bob Burnett, if you follow him with Barefoot Mining, he is estimating, I think, April 18th of next year is the halving. The halving, halving. Hit me up in the DMs. Let me know. What should I say, halving or halving? I think the price of Bitcoin is probably gonna do pretty well between now and then, but I'm really, really curious to see what happens. Because last time with the halving, I had just been around, like, my toes were touching the water and I was tiptoeing in, and just kind of figuring, like, when the halving actually happened, I didn't even know what it meant. I was like, wait, does this mean that the Bitcoin I bought just gets split in half somehow? Or, like, I had no idea. So yeah, I'm just curious to watch it through this time. But then the timing might be interesting. Like, I'm kicking the dust off of my documentary idea called Searching for Satoshi, because I think it'll be relevant with Pierre Corbin. I'm on that with him. His the fight for the US dollar. I think that'll be very relevant, and that should be, maybe early next year it'll come out. So hoping to stagger around this happening in the kickoff of the next bull cycle, a bunch of content that people want to consume. So please do eagerly anticipate them, because I think they'll be good. And also keep in mind, the halving last time, I don't think it broke through until it happened in May of 2020, I think. And I don't think it broke through all-time highs until, was it January? January of 2021. I have to go back and look, but you guys might know better than I do. So anyways, yeah, I don't know. I'm not a price predictor. I'm just saying buy it while the price is good, which the price is always good. Also, if you've seen Pierre Rochard's, at first I was like, oh no, I'm sorry, Pierre, I did not think that you were this you were not smart. But I was like half awake when I watched it, and I was like, oh my God, what's Pierre doing? He sounds so dumb. And I thought it was like an honest video, and then I like kind of woke up and realized, and I was like, oh, like this is funny. So Pierre, if you haven't seen it, is walking around with I don't even know what you'd call it, but a carbon meter to analyze the carbon in the air, and he's outside of the, I think, Riot mining facility in Texas that was, under scrutiny in that doctored New York Times photo. And he was like, we're out here outside the facility, and I've never breathed. It's so funny. He's like, I've never, like, a fresh air. I've never some of the freshest air I've ever breathed. He's like, we have plants out here that are growing, and they're consuming CO2 and then emitting oxygen. And then, he shows the meter as like the baseline, and then goes into the facility, and there's like no carbon. The whole joke is to get, because like all of these non-Bitcoiners started jumping all over him, and they're like, look at this moron. Of course, there isn't, carbon there, because the electricity is created all the way back at the coal plant that powers it, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, aha. Exact. Say that last part again. The electricity comes from where? Yeah, that's right. The electricity does not come from, or come from the ground. and fart out CO2 at the mining facility, the same way that electric cars aren't green. They're not. They create carbon. There's a different argument to be made of whether or not carbon is good or bad for the environment. People want to get rid of carbon, but we also seem to forget that human beings are made of carbon. So if we get rid of all carbon, then we are gone. Also, CO2 happens to like help plants grow and stuff like that. I mean, what are the odds that the trees outside my house consume the CO2, which is the exact thing that my body shits out CO2, and they consume the exact thing, and then they need that to live, and then they shit out oxygen, and it happens to be the thing that they shit out is the exact thing that we consume to live. Unbelievable. So why would having more carbon be bad? Having dark, smoggy, smoky clouds would be really bad. But anyways, that's a different argument. But yeah, it was just kind of funny. It was like they were like, "Oh, duh, the Bitcoin mining, you're not gonna find any carbon there because the electricity is generated somewhere else." And it's like, where's the electricity for your Tesla vehicle come from? Let's move on. Let's move on. I don't want to talk about it. I'm just trying to help people. And I mean, this is Pierre doing it here, but like when I have these conversations with people in my personal life, I'm just trying to help people understand the hypocrisy that the media spins us through. And pull your head out of your buttocks and realize what's going on. You are being twisted and led to believe things that are not true in order to push an agenda that will most likely make you poorer and very few people a lot richer. So hats off to Pierre. Way to make them self-own themselves. It was very well done and very funny. And if you haven't seen it, please go watch the video. And then also, just kind of have want to mention this, but I mentioned whenever I was listening to HODL Magoo, I was working on my chicken coop. It's almost done, and thank God, because the baby chickens themselves are no longer really babies. They are getting quite big and taking up all the space in the brooder box. And they need to get into their home ASAP as possible. So, which by the way, I think I've said that like four podcasts in a row, ASAP as possible. But they, I think they're a little over 4 weeks old now. Anyway, so it's this like insane urge that I've had. So showing my family the chickens and everything, and they're like, I'm a city boy. And they're like, what in the world has happened to you? And I'm like, I know. Like, I have this insane urge now to just live off the land. I'm pretty stoked about it. Starting easy, but I technically do have livestock now. Where do I move to next? Do I move to beef next? Probably not. Give it some time before I really get into that. But it's kind of comforting to know that the world could go to hell in a handbasket, and we have water, and we have food. We will have eggs, or as my kids like to call them, because I don't know where I heard the term, someone, maybe my neighbor or something. But my kids like to call eggs butt nuggets because they are nuggets that will come out of the chicken's butts, because that's what boys like to talk about when they're young. We will have, I think we're gonna have about 5 dozen butt nuggets a week. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. I keep seeing, I'm sure the algorithms are figuring out that they should send me ranching content. But I just see more and more people ranching. I also happen to simultaneously be watching, getting into the show Yellowstone. So I'm like, oh, that's not a bad way to live. And I also mentioned this, this isn't an original thought to me, but I feel like a lot of the problems in the world would go away. I tweeted this out recently, not the original thought of my own, but I feel like a lot of the problems in the world would go away if life was a lot more difficult for people. Life's a little too easy. If you had to go and hunt your food and you had to harvest your own food, then life would be, people would find a lot less to complain about. And that's, how life was for a vast majority of human existence. Oh, also, I shaved because my wife, wanted me to shave. So I don't think I need to say anything else, because I want to look attractive to her. I don't know why she thinks I look attractive, because I am a, but compared to, I mean, I outkicked my coverage, as the saying goes. I don't want to jinx it. She thinks I look good without a beard. Then it'll go bye bye. But yeah, it's been, my parents are staying here for the time being. They came up to visit for Easter. They'll be here for a little bit. So there's the fun challenges of having your parents live in your house whenever you're a grown up. It's all been good, but it's also, my dad's been helping me out with some business stuff, so it's been a little different. But thankfully, that business stuff, I think we got it done today. So I enjoy the time with them. I enjoy having them here. Just enjoying that time with family. Everybody should enjoy it because it goes quick. So that's all I got for today. Make sure you get a Bitbox O2 hardware wallet, and shout out to the, if you guys are going to the Bitcoin conference, I get shout out. I don't know why the hell I said shout out. If you're going to the Bitcoin conference, hit me up. Send me a DM. I'm 99% sure I'm going. So let me know, and I will talk to you guys later.